Go Loud.
Welcome back to Home A Drink Extra Deuce. As the temperatures rise, it's time to refresh your wardrobe, and Penny's has everything you need to do it in style.
From chic and comfortable swim sets to breezy linen cords, effortless summer dresses, you will find everything, all the perfect pieces for every occasion.
Did you see them? They have that like a scrunch material bikini.
Love them.
They're just so nice.
I had a yellow one, I think last year.
They have a yellow one.
Do they have a yellow one?
Yeah, it's really nice.
And we all know butter yellow is the colour. I think I'm a little bit sick of it now.
No.
I don't know. I've just seen it so much in the last week.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Everything is butter yellow, but I do love yellow. But their swimsuits are like high leg. So they're real flattering. Like they're not ugly. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
They're stunning.
I need a bit of something on show, I feel like.
My
whole bum was covered. It looks too...
No. Yeah. They're flattering on everyone, I feel.
Yeah, they are.
They're gorgeous. Really,
yeah. And especially the crunch as well.
I don't know what... Is that,
well,
that
even makes like whole, me... And as Penny's holding them up, I was like, oh my God, I just know these would be unreal.
It makes you feel real, like, smooth. Kind
yeah.
of. Is it because it's scrunchy?
Yeah, maybe.
It's just
just like...
I love it.
Seeing like a scrunchy.
They're beautiful.
With stylish travel accessories and cozy airport looks that make travelling a breeze. They have gorgeous suitcases. Mm. All your travel, like, adapters they have...
Packing cubes. I got matching packing cubes. I felt like such an organized girl. Did you?
Yeah, they're so handy.
My packing cubes matched my suitcase. I was like, this is just perfect.
Just perfect.
What more do I need?
Your suitcase will never look as organized.
No. Whether you're jetting off to sunnier skies or catching up with friends at home, Penny's has your summer style sorted.
We may not be able to predict the Irish weather, unfortunately, but no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be stealing the spotlight, rain or shine. So peak or bleak of the week, we're just back from our...
Lisbona trip.
And that's why it's my bleak.
Oh.
And we're back. Because I think we... So basically the story was with the girls' trip, we couldn't agree on where to go.
Originally meant to go.
Well, we were between... I was team Ibiza.
Yeah.
And a couple of people were team Greece. So we both made a slideshow presentation. Wait, did we both make it? I think I just made it. No.
Maybe.
Because Megan made it.
Oh, sorry.
And she was going to come over if it was Greece.
Yeah.
But I don't think she would have came anyway if it was Greece. It's just so far to go.
That's so long.
We didn't want to go for a week, I don't think, anyone. So she was like, it's not worth my time. But
it's only like a long weekend we ended up going for.
Yeah. Mm. So that's why I'm sad it's over. Because I do. I loved it. So fun.
Like, holiday blues are I always thought when people talk about holiday blues, it's like... Shut up, like.
No, it's real.
No, it's so real. You just feel such like a... Aww.
And you just ever want to change your whole life. You're like, I just...
Yeah.
Like,
sorry, me when I was in Australia, I was like, I'm moving chair. I'm not even coming home. Oh like, there's something about being
like
away.
You were getting your visa. Like.
Yeah, there's something about being away. You can just imagine your whole new life here.
Maybe that's what it is, because it's like you're in a different space that you can actually think like that.
You start to imagine yourself in these little scenarios. Yeah. Like you're walking down the road on holiday and you're like, I could live here. No, girl, you're on holiday.
Literally.
You would be treating it very differently if you lived there.
That's so true. Mm. But even when you're sitting in your own house, like that's your only world that you can imagine. But when you're somewhere else, then you can imagine.
You're like, the world is a bigger place. My mum used to always say to us when we were younger, there's more to the world than Dublin, girls. And we used to be like, no, absolutely not.
It doesn't exist.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just sad it's over. And I would love, like, my dream is for everyone to do Ibiza together one time. Hopefully for a hens.
We will, yeah.
Because.
It was costing an arm and a leg for my tortoise.
Yeah, I've never been on a fully girls trip to Ibiza, really. Like, we have a couple of times, but not with, like, a big group, really.
No.
We've kind of made, like, got friends people over there, or, like, new people over there, but not
it definitely
on a plane all with a group.
Yeah, it definitely is a hen's place, I feel. After seeing Anne Olivia's hens, especially, like, I just wanted to show up and be can I come?
No, literally. I was like, I reckon a more space down there for me.
Like, what?
I was refreshing her page like a freak.
Waiting to go. No, it has
and
to be our hens.
Now.
Yeah.
Where's he gone?
Ibiza.
Oh, as well.
Yeah. I saw Anna Olivia got my t-shirt made. You know, that I think, did you get one?
I got Anna one made, yeah. He lost it.
Oh.
I don't know where that is.
I think he binned it.
I think they're really fucking cool. Like, I'd nearly get one made.
I think they're cool.
Anyway,
just for me. I wear myself on my t-shirt.
That'd be the most fine thing ever. But like, you don't love yourself.
Who will?
You're gonna love someone.
Who will? My peak was Lisbon.
It's a holiday,
So it's both our peak and bleak.
And there was a heat wave when we were there.
It was 22 degrees at 12 o'clock at night.
Very hot.
Scary.
Very hot.
Yeah.
It was just so nice to be all together.
Just wholesome.
Yeah. Just wish it was longer.
I know.
That's my only complaint. So she had more time together and didn't keep getting scammed by the Airbnb.
No, like what?
Well, he keeps like basically, he was saying that it only sleeps 4 people originally, but then on the list and it was 9 people.
9, yeah. So we booked it for 9.
Extra money to sleep more people.
To put an extra bed in.
Yeah.
But it says that.
It says that it comes with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how we booked for 4 people because it definitely was never 4.
No.
Maybe that's what the problem was.
But he keeps just asking for extra money for extra things.
And Revolut and all.
A 30 blip here and there. Yeah. Like
30 blip for the to have late or early
check-in
or one of them.
Like.
And he wants that in Revolut.
He's not putting that through Airbnb anyway.
Not through Airbnb.
No way, Jose.
Straight into his back pocket.
Yes.
And he's laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, all girls groups should have at least one girls trip a year.
100%.
Has to happen.
I would just wish it was like a week long.
Yeah.
Because I feel like as well when you're on a city break and it's so short, you feel like you have to always do something.
You're trying to cram everything in.
You're not really relaxed after it.
No.
Like I would have liked, in a way, also holiday to like just pan out together.
Yeah.
But be together. Like, but literally be like slobs on a deck chair.
Perfect.
But just together.
Yeah.
And hold hands.
Yeah. In a row.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Next time. Yeah. This time was city break. Next time, chill on the beach.
Yeah, this time it was just a small, short few days.
To see if we can all stand being away together.
Friends, yeah. And then next time we'll do exotic.
Yeah.
Exotic and days where we just sit and do nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Perfect.
I agree. So we have If I Was You. So If I Was You is where we give advice and we have to say it as if we were literally in that exact situation and give our full, honest opinions of what we would do if we were literally in your shoes. So today's is, my partner and I are both 25 and have been together 5 years. We're both from Ireland but did long distance for 3 years before he moved to the UK and we moved in together and things were going great. I then found out I was pregnant. Surprise baby in brackets. The pregnancy was going well but I started to feel different throughout the pregnancy, like I had a gut feeling about my partner which I'd never had before, probably caused by my pregnancy hormones. I went to all my appointments alone due to him working and I gave birth on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day he started saying he regretted not booking a flight home for Christmas, which I understand as he misses his own family, but this was hurtful to me.
Wait, he didn't come home?
Oh.
What?
I wish this was for a phone a friend because I would love to see.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck? I just had an emergency C-section, so his reaction on top of pain made things worse. I then had a gut feeling, check his phone, and what I discovered broke me.
No.
He was subscribed to girls' OF accounts, OnlyFans, sending them pics through message and Twitter. His Insta feed full of random girls throughout my whole pregnancy. And the night of my C-section after he went home, he was sending messages calling them the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. And he wishes they was his girl. You can imagine how hurt I was after having his baby, but I speak to my friends about it and they don't think it's that serious. I confronted him and he promised he would stop. But last week I found the same things on his phone. What do I do from here?
No, you found it a second time. First time, let's be real, we can all like try to move on from something like that.
Especially,
you know,
when you're in a vulnerable state.
It's benefit of the doubt, the situation you're in. You just had his baby, like you thinking.
Your brain's going to be like, I'll just try again.
Yeah, everyone does it. We all do it. What's that? What's that called? Is there a saying for that? No, is it just a second chance or something? Giving him a second chance.
Yeah.
You did do that for him, but you found it again. He learned nothing from that.
Did he learn none?
Yes. Like, zilch. He didn't, no. He didn't give a fuck.
There's a line of, like, obviously you can find out someone cheated, but then when you actually see something like that from your own eyes as well, the fact she's seen and discovered it while just having a kid and, like, saw him saying that, that's people and seeing random girls, like, that's something that you'll carry with you throughout your whole
life. You will? Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I have. It was
no.
Not good.
Doesn't make you want to vom.
It's just horrible to see how
that you don't know that person.
Yeah. It's horrible to see the messages in front of you and be like, how could they send that to them while with you?
Yeah. And like, you're probably looking at dates and times being like, I literally was there.
No. This fella needs... Do you know what? This is going to sound really cruel. I would have rather he broke up with her. I would have rather he just said, listen, 100%. I don't want you. Yeah. I would rather someone break up with me than
same
betray
then
me.
Like, that.
Yeah.
And also,
it hurts more.
The OnlyFans thing, I think it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
When men subscribe to that. And that's not me saying I'm against OnlyFans. I think, like, get your bag. I think it's...
Yeah.
Like...
You do you.
You do you. Not that, but that I'm saying the people that subscribe to, like, have this, like... I don't know.
He was sending the messages on Twitter.
Relationship then, yeah. That's like,
It's very parasocial. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Whatever about porn. Okay, like, come on. Let's not beat around the bush here. Like, 99% of men will watch it.
Yeah.
And women if they want to. Like, yeah. But it's like as if it's nearly something personal. Yeah. When they subscribe.
But it is personal because they're not messaging the porn stars. They're messaging
it,
like, on a porn website, but they can message on this. So, like, that's what makes it personal.
Mm.
And that's what, like...
Little do they know, a lot of OnlyFans girls actually employ people to reply to their messages, so you're not even replying
you're not
to them.
Special.
Yeah.
They literally have, someone who manages their account.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd say they kind of have to, though, because it's like, you wouldn't want to get to, like...
Imagine always talking like that to someone, or to different, multiple different people.
You're probably
all day.
Mush.
You'd be knackered.
Your brain would literally be gone.
You would.
So I'm not surprised.
I think this girly pops here should focus on her and her baby.
Yeah.
And creating the best life for the two of yous. You do not need someone like this in your life.
And I think if you do stay there, first of all, he's done it twice now, but if you do stay, you'll always, even if he does stop fully, you'll always have that in the back of your mind.
You'll be waiting for it to happen a third time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And things like that, it's like, it's not just one mistake. It's like he's multiple girls, multiple people, multiple messages. Like, that's just who he is.
There's a choice and a mistake.
Yeah.
This was a choice.
I agree. Thanks so much to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. You can freshen up your wardrobe with all their essential pieces available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now.
Love you.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.